Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in this week's Agri-Beef Minute, we're going to talk a little bit about cattle market transparency. That's because here recently, Montana Senator John Tester and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley introduced a bill that would require each U.S. meat processing facility that slaughters over 125,000 head of cattle each year to purchase 50% of their weekly volume of beef slaughter on the open or spot market. And livestock organizations like the U.S. Cattlemen's Association are applauding the legislation because USCA President Brooke Miller says it seeks to strengthen the bottom line of U.S. cattle producers.
This spot market bill is very important to not only the cattle feeding industry, but cow-calf producers all over the country as it restores or it'll help restore competition back into the marketplace. Currently, we have four packers that dominate the market, and they really don't have to compete for cattle, so we don't know what the true value of those cattle is, and this bill will go a long ways in helping rectify that situation.
Now, the 5014 or spot market bill follows legislation already supported by the USCA, which is the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2021, introduced by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.